This is your girl, Lisa.
And this is your girl, Chanel. And this is the SL Experience.
All right. And today, this is starting off our relationship series. We have a bunch of single available people here with us. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hey, I'm Adrian. Don't follow me.
I'm Darren.
I'm CJ.
All right, y'all. So y'all going to help us, and we're going to talk about our relationship. We're going to have a few questions for you guys. We want honest answers.
Right. Okay, so we just want to know, in you guys' singleness, the single time in your life, what are you guys doing right now to be productive in your singleness?
I mean, you just gotta work and focus on yourself. Like, I think everything happened in its time. When you're ready for it, you know, your opportunities will show up. And that's what anything, relationships, work, whatever. So you just gotta self-improve until your time to go.
I would say I would agree with Adrian. I think during this time, it's really about focusing on myself, really, so that when that time does come, I'll be ready. So I'm working on the things that I need to and just trying to further progress myself. So I definitely agree.
Right now, I'm just focusing on myself. Like, mostly I've been traveling, a lot of personal stuff, but mostly just traveling. Staying to myself, especially during COVID time.
Okay, I want to know, are you guys single by choice or by force? Like, did you get dumped and now you're single, or you are single because this is what you're choosing to do?
I'm single by choice, you know, as people who I guess I could say I could be with, but, you know, you just get that vibe. It's like a toxic situation because you already had, like, past experiences with that person. So you just be like, nah. I'ma just like do me right now, just not, you know. I don't know about y'all, but I've been in a couple of toxic situations that don't get old quick. So I'm just single by choice.
I'm single by choice. My last little girlfriend or whatever, she was in the military. She moved somewhere too far away, ain't really with the long distance thing. So, and then after that, COVID dropped. So I just been chilling.
I said, so you couldn't find nobody else because COVID dropped? You couldn't go nowhere?
I could, but can't really do nothing as far as meeting new people in this kind of climate. Like, you know, it ain't really no point right now, at least where I'm at. You know, I COVID rules a little, because we close to the military base, is a little more strict than the other. So, you know, we kind of on lockdown more than most.
I'm single by mutual agreement.
You know what?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the T. What is a mutual agreement? Like, this is due to me.
I'm just saying,
you on a contract?
Okay, like, I'm confused. What you gotta explain?
Man, we both Sagittarius and we bump heads a lot, so it was just like,
oh, you added your own sign?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I heard that's the worst.
Well, what that mean?
Like, you basically
hate your own sign. I heard.
Yeah. Right, it's not official. It's the fact that you got to think about how you are and the fact that you about to be dating somebody that's damn near like you. So,
yeah.
For one, you need to learn how to learn each other, like, know each other's strengths, weaknesses, and what ticks that person off and what that does not.
But what is, like, the agreement?
You said what?
What's the mutual agreement? Like, I'm confused.
I think you're just saying that they decided to be single.
Right.
We friends.
Oh. They broke up.
So you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for mutual agreements, are y'all like just on a break, or is it like, oh, maybe y'all decide to get back together? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's the mutual agreement part that's got me confused.
Okay, it's the agreement part for me.
Yeah, exactly. What's the agreement part?
Basically came to the agreement that we'd be better off as friends. If
mutually decided that, not like only want to be friends.
So basically you saying you're single, but it wasn't like you were a dump. Y'all just mutually agreed that y'all was single.
Yeah.
You said that. You said it was like y'all had a contract where y'all could see other people.
No.
Okay. I thought all I heard was open relationship. That's it.
That's all I heard too.
Okay. Hold on. Can I curse on here? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll bleep you out.
Okay, because you know how my mouth is. Like,
yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. No, because I was confused. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you like, okay, now we got it. So you're single with no agreement. We got you.
Well, I said right here on clause 3 that you signed.
that you
go get me a little boo thing.
Okay, if any does anybody date outside of their race, and if they do, how has like all the stuff that's been going on affecting your dating life? Like if you dated somebody who was a Caucasian and Black Lives Matter was going on, do y'all like talk to people about that? Like, do you sit your spouse down and y'all have a conversation about stuff like that to make sure y'all on the same page? Like, how does that work?
I haven't dated outside my race in years.
Yeah, me either. I was about to say, nah, I ain't dated outside my race in a minute.
Yeah,
is it a reason or y'all just haven't did it?
Huh?
Okay, so since y'all haven't dated outside your race, would you date outside your race? Or do you strictly stick with, like, your race and that's it?
I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. I wouldn't mind me a little Asian and Black baby.
That's what I said.
They make the best looking babies, I tell you.
Asians.
I don't think that's wrong. I mean, as long as y'all have a mutual agreement or, like, a mutual understanding, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Strictly like to date outside my race. I ain't got a problem with dating outside my race, but I strictly like to stay within, you know, the African American community. That's just me, though.
I mean, child, stick with them. That's what you like. I don't know, because it's kind of hard these days to climate to date outside the race, but I don't know. Some of these other races go harder for the Black race than some of the Black people, so it's kind of teeter totter.
Yeah.
They go harder than your neighbor, so. I don't know. I did outside. Give me a good little Caucasian. Should be good.
What are some difficulties y'all keep running out of? This is why I'm going to just stay single for a while and just focus on me.
Not being on the same page.
People don't know how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one right though. What he said.
Communication. So how do y'all communicate in y'all relationships? Like, do you just not say something because you feel like you're going to bother your partner, or do you actually try to get your partner to communicate? Like, we're going to sit down, we're going to actually have a conversation, and I'm going to explain why I feel this way, or do your partner just not listen? Like, what is communication needs?
I was like, usually with me, it's getting it out the other person. It's just like, we can't get nowhere if I'm getting the silent treatment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got any issue, you need to bring it to me.
So basically you're saying if she mad, she just can't give you the silent treatment.
I mean, she can do what she wants to, but whatever issue, I'm not going to know to fix whatever issue or to try to work on whatever issue if you're not saying that.
Nothing gets resolved.
Right.
So it seems like sometimes people be wanting to read your mind, like have you read their mind. You're like, I can't fix the situation if you don't talk to me about like what's going on. Sometimes it's just like, you in the dark, and they feel like, oh, you should know what's wrong with me. What the hell? If you don't open your damn mouth and tell me what's wrong with you.
Right.
Oh, I thought you was talking to somebody.
No, but I feel like it's just like, okay, I know you mad, but what you mad at? What you want, some candy, some flowers? is that gonna work? You want to go out? You know, got damn near treat her like a dog. Like what you want, girl? Like, come on, like, just talk to me. Let me know what I'm doing. That's bullshit. But you know, just give me something.
So I'm saying, y'all saying it's communication, but like, are y'all good communicators yourself? Because I'm like, we can say we good communicators, but it could be like a two way street.
Yeah. Communication.
I think I'm a good communicator because especially like. With how I was in the military for so long, like, you know, that kind of got to take priority of a lot of stuff. So any issue for anything, not just like relationship stuff, but like if I need you here to do whatever, like I got to tell you, got to be short, sweet, fun. I need you to do this. If you can't, then let me know so I can find some other way to do it or whatever. And I kind of take that same kind of mindset in my relationship. It's like, I don't like this, no, XYZ.
Oh, no. I feel like I communicate well, like, now. Like, in the past, I feel like my communication, it was good, but it's just the way I used to communicate, you know. Sometimes when you're giving it to them plain and they still act like they don't understand, it can be frustrating. But I feel like now I, like, try to listen more than just saying my piece. I always try to like see where they're coming from, even though it could be like something you'd be like, this don't make no sense, but you'd be like, okay, well, I'm gonna just still like listen to you or see how you doing. But I feel like a lot of times people just, like, they want to talk, but they don't want to listen, like, when it comes to communication. So if I'm having a conversation with you and you talking while I'm trying to talk, ain't nobody listening. So we ain't doing shit, but just going back and forth.
Okay, since everybody is having the same problem, like communication is an issue, do y'all feel like it's an issue now because we have social media, so people like want to sub you or put subliminals out there instead of actually just speaking to you? Do y'all feel like that's one of the issues that we're having with communication nowadays?
Let me tell you, I'm taking my ass back to MySpace if I have another social media incident. Because that sub shit is real. Like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, everything good. And you see this damn post. Oh, I'ma just do me. This is, girl, fuck you. Like, just tell me, like, what's going on. Social media definitely, like, makes a difference nowadays.
Yeah, so are y'all good? Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't add nobody to social media.
You don't like, yeah.
That I'm talking to.
So, are y'all with these social media relationships? Like, the pictures on the gram, pictures on Facebook, or y'all like very low key? Like, y'all don't even care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't care for the pictures.
Your girl gotta post you. Your boyfriend gotta post you. Y'all to know it's real.
Y'all need to be
validated,
basically.
Nah.
Nah, not doing all that.
You gotta do all that now.
Not no more, you know.
I'm just saying, just don't be out here doing no crazy stuff. Like, I don't care about what you post, but it's just about, I know if you popular or whatever in social media, like, you're going to get those comments, those DMs or whatever. It's just about what you're going to do, how you're going to respond. Are you going to be on some, oh, responding in some friendship type of way, or on some I'm single when you know you're not single type of way?
I think to piggyback off of what he was saying, like, if you're in a relationship with me, like, you got to make people respect our relationship. Like, you can't let nobody just, you know, talk to you like you ain't in one. You know what I'm saying?
So, basically, just, like, have respect. It don't have to be, like, social media based. You just have to have, like, just have respect for our, like, both, like, basically the relationship.
Yeah.
That's understandable. I don't care, though. I really don't, because I'm never going to post. I really don't care. I mean, like, marriage probably won't even get posted. Because people do so much on, like, people will come for your marriage relationship. As soon as you put it up there, all of a sudden, everybody was talking to this person and stuff like that. It just come out.
Uh-huh. And you yeah, know, that's true.
Be a lot of extra stress on your relationship.
Yeah, because I always know, like I said, I don't add them on social media, but I know when I start getting hella friend requests, it's like, oh, my pitch on there, I'm tagged or something.
Yeah. All right, another question, y'all. What is you guys' flaw? Like, what flaw you found in yourselves that makes, like, you guys' relationships not work or something? Like, you said, like, everybody said, like, the reason why they're single is because they're working on yourself. So what flaw are you guys working on to, like, make a better relationship, to make yourself better?
I thought I was kind of perfect.
You ain't
okay. I was gonna say I'm 10 out of 10. No, it would be any real.
I'm just kidding. I give myself 9 out of 10 because I know I need to work on my communication a little bit. But I feel like sometimes my communication is perfect. I'm just the type of person that I hate to repeat myself so many times because I'm a great listener. A lot of people tell me, why are you so quiet? Like, I can be on the phone with friends, family, or whatever. I'm on the phone. I'm quiet, zoned out or whatever, but I'm listening the whole time. But if I have to constantly tell you something every day, then I'm just going to be quiet. So it's just to the point where I know I have to fix my communication, because I don't say I get upset or angry or whatever, but if you continue to try to throw stuff in my face or you don't pay attention to what I say and it becomes a conflict or whatever, and I might get a little outrage, storm off, or walk off, cool off. But I know it's for me, my communication. Everything else is perfect. Like,
anybody else got a flaw? Y'all perfect all the way around.
I know I'm real impatient, and my emotions swing, like, well, not swing, but like it'll go to a 10, from a 1 to a 10 real quick. So if you piss me off about even like little, like something that'll be like real basic, but I feel like you should know better or something. I'll be mad at it like all day, you know. And then other than that, as far as communicating go, I'll say I lack tact. Like I probably could say stuff a lot nicer, you know, just to try to spare some feelings. But you know, at the time I'd be on it. I don't be having no reservations about what come out my mouth.
You know what?
What's up?
Right now.
Like, I thought you said we weren't going to do this in front of Kevin. Oh, yeah. And I don't start.
All right. Anybody else?
I'm pretty much both of them put together. You know, just they flaws, just add them to me. Because I feel like I do most of that, especially like that. Like, if you make me mad, like, sometimes I do snap, like, I do, like, catch it sometimes, but sometimes it'd be like, you really be trying to piss me off, so I'm gonna just give you this reaction that you want, because sometimes people be really looking for a reaction,
yeah.
And, you know, I be trying not to give it to them all the time, you know, try to be the bigger person all the time, but sometimes, you know what they say, when they go low, bitch, I go to hell, you know, I ain't really got time.
Who say that? I ain't never heard that. Gotta go to hell on those guys.
Anyway, well, I'm gonna go. I have communication. Like, what is? I don't like to communicate. Like, I shut down on you real quick.
Oh, so you was the communicator we was talking about earlier?
Yeah, like, no, for real though. Like, I shut down. Like, I ain't got time. Like, I have to come back when my mind is right. Cause I say, like, I'm very rude at times. So for me not to hurt my feelings or your feelings, I'm gonna have to shut down for like a couple of days until I get my head right. That's a couple of days.
I just need one day. I don't. You do a couple of days. I just need one.
I just need you to feel it a little bit, then I come back.
I don't know. It depends. I might need 5.
Like, cause my mouth is really reckless when I'm upset. Like, I could be the nicest person, but when I get upset, I don't want to talk to you right now.
If you can give me some food, I'll be fine.
See, that won't even still be mad though. I'll take the food and still be mad. So your problem is communication too, Shanae?
No, that ain't my problem.
What's your problem?
Is my mouth. My attitude can be real bad.
No attitude.
Yeah, my attitude can be real rude. Sometimes it's rude. It's not intentional, but people take it that way. So it could come off the wrong way.
I think half of that still got to do with y'all military background.
Don't come for us military people now.
Okay, relax.
Yeah, therefore.
Relax.
No, like, I'm so serious. Because, like, y'all just be like, oh, this is it. I be like, okay, man. Like, I can see it, then I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let you have your way. But y'all, I think it's the military has something to do with y'all impatient too. Montrese?
Nah, it was way before the military.
Oh, yours is way before the military?
Yeah.
Montrese? I would say for me, it's communication as well. Oh. Like, with the words, you know, I feel like you trying me, then I'm gonna try you a little bit harder. And you know, I've been told that you should be able to control your emotions and not be disrespectful. Like, I think sometimes with attitude it can kind of go with disrespect. Sometimes it depends on how far you're going. And like for me, especially having everything together, I'm gonna come for you. It's really my mouth.
When you got all your receipts together.
Right.
Person too, like, I'll go all the way back. You ain't gonna tell me you ain't say something when I know you said what,
yeah,
you said.
You know,
let me go back.
I'll go back to the first day we met.
Because I keep all text messages, everything.
Okay. I can go back. You said this on January 3rd, 10:59 p.m. Baby, don't try me.
Why y'all so petty? But
that's what it is. Being petty. That's the thing.
That jump to each other, bro. We be like, bro, you didn't tell me this on this date. And she be like, no, I didn't. I be like, wait one moment. Ka-ching.
Okay, receipts loading. Hold on, just give me 1 minute. I got you. A second.
So like, long as we keep no receipts, you ain't finna try me. I get it though. That's That's a good thing. So do y'all feel like y'all should live together before marriage?
I do. Hell yes.
Hello.
Yep. You gotta give it a shot.
Oh, y'all feel that way.
But why though? Why is that?
I gotta be able to deal with your ass. You know, it's different, you know, seeing somebody, oh, let me come pick you up or meet me here type of shit. But when I gotta wake up to your ass and you already starting with me.
But why can't it be like each person have their own and you spend, you know, time at both places?
Because she said before marriage, so eventually y'all gonna have to be to go in the same house.
Understandable if like you got your house, he got his house, and you own these houses, that's a different story. Like you spend time here, you're gonna spend time over there, but as far as if we don't own this shit, like whoever's making the most money. Like, if you making more money than me, I understand. I'd rather move to where you at and stay with you. We'll help out with the bills, no problem. But as far as not staying together and then getting married and moving in, that's a nightmare waiting to happen.
I want to wait, though. I don't want to move together before we're married. When you do that, now we got to figure out, like, who going to pay the bills? Like, all of that before marriage is just too much for me. So, how do y'all, who paying the bills when y'all move together? Like, are y'all splitting it 50-50? Like, what's going on? Because if you moving in with me, you paying the bills now. Because I was doing all right by myself. So, if I'm moving somebody else in with me, oh, he taking over all of this.
Period. And I think you need to say it again because people in the back then.
Say, huh? What'd you say?
I'm just saying, like, okay, it's understandable because of the fact that, okay, the man should be able to provide or whatever, but I feel like if my woman making $100,000+ a year and I'm only making 50, it's like,
CJ, we supposed to be friends, dog.
Trying to drive me in the hole? Like, you trying to beat my head already, I'll talk.
But do that go back to, you know, your selection for that person? Before you even getting that far with moving in, you got to have your stuff together. You let me see what you're working with.
But I'm saying, okay, mine could be together, but at the same time, it's just the fact that I was able to pull somebody that was in a higher league than me. So it's an understanding on both sides. Like, okay, I got to understand that this person is in a way higher league than me, so they're going to be spending more money than I would be spending because of the fact that my income is way lower than this.
Are you assuming that they're spending more money because they got like a bigger tax bracket?
I'm just saying, like, if you dating somebody that's making $100,000+, you think they're going to be staying in an apartment?
Nah, you never know.
So like, do you feel like since you're dating somebody at a higher status than you, do you feel like you need to level up, or are you okay with where you at? How does that work?
I ain't never okay. Even if I was on the same level as them or even on a higher level as them, I still wouldn't feel like I'm okay. It's the fact about bettering myself each and every day. Even if I get to the point where I'm retired, I still feel like I can do more.
Okay. I mean, who paying these bills, bro, at the end of the day? Is it 50 or is y'all paying the bill? Like, come on.
Tax
bracket at this point. Trying to move in together, who paying these bills?
Okay, but my thing is that like you said, you're an independent woman. You've been doing this on your own. You ain't giving me no man for all that. So if I come into a relationship and I'm moving in with her, in my mind, I know I got a strong woman because, for one, she's going to still, in her mind, tell me and herself that she got this, no matter what, if I help or not. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm going to do what I got to do, whether it's going behind her back to pay bills or whatever. So that way, when she do get ready to go pay this bill, it's already paid. She probably looking like, what happened?
So basically, you paying the bills, CJ.
We paying the bills. Because I'm like, it might be a turn, like something happened, you never know.
I'm not married right now. We just together. We just in a relationship. Like, this ain't no marriage talk. Y'all just married.
Okay, we in a relationship, but at the same time, we staying together.
Yeah.
We doing this together.
So basically, y'all paying bills together with you?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed, baby.
I ain't finna.
That's why I got thrown off it. Y'all, like, y'all, You know what I'm talking about? Like, this, like, before marriage? Like,
yeah, before marriage.
Fiance and stuff like that?
No, it ain't no fiance.
Because
if it's just
boyfriend and girlfriend, then I'm not playing house.
Okay,
you say stay where you was before you got here, and you can come visit.
Okay.
Okay, so basically everybody staying in y'all own house until y'all get married, basically.
Yeah. Like, you could come, like, stay for, like, a week or something, you know, see how it is, give it a test, you know, we do decide to take it to that next level, but ain't no, you're not finna just be, people be so quick to move in because they feel like their relationship going good. Once that shit go bad, who gonna sleep where? Because if it's my shit, you gotta go.
Period. You gotta get up out of here. Your stuff gonna be sitting on the curb if it don't work out. I just waiting on the trash man on Friday. If you ain't here by Friday, it's gonna be gone.
Okay, well, damn, you could at least just, you know, keep it there, Chanel. I ain't saying all of that.
Nope. That's the impatient. I'm keep telling you. He probably told that man Thursday to come pick up his stuff Friday, knowing the trash go out. Yeah, no time to come get his stuff. So that's the basic.
Nah, I'm like on some, like, I like my own space, like myself how I like it. Now, after it's been decided that we finna get married and stuff, like, before I guess before we move into our, like, actual home, like, whenever we decide to purchase a home together, then I do want a chance for us to live together before that. So I know how to move around you. You know how to move around me.
So that kind of thing. You said when y'all get engaged is the time you think y'all should move in.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last question before we end the podcast. Why do you think people play so many games these days? Like, what do you think the purpose is behind people not trusting each other? Everybody problems seem to be like, I don't trust nobody. Like, all people do is lie. Nobody can be faithful. Why you think that is the case in this generation today?
Power.
They don't know what they want.
They want their head knocked between the washer and dryer.
Why? Well, bro, stay turning up.
It's the violence for me.
It's the violence. Right. I'm lying, bro. You are violent. Rest the head between the washer and the dryer.
No, but in all seriousness, why y'all think that is? This has to be one of the hardest times in life to try to date somebody. And nobody knows the reason why. So why do you think it's so hard to date in this generation?
It's all about power and control. People feel like they have to have control over a relationship instead of being mutual and having that agreement about, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, it's like, no, you're going to do this and I'm going to do this. It's all about having control. And I feel like if you're trying to control me in a relationship, it ain't going to work. I'm going to tell you that off top. I can listen to what you got to say, but when I feel like you're actually trying to, like, tell me what to do and we're supposed to be grown, it's not going to work.
Well, I think it's like a lot of just a lot more people are accessible than it used to be. Like, back in the day, it's like you had to pretty much grow up and stay in your same old town, and you got like one out of 10 people that you can date to marry in high school, and you know, y'all just gonna have to stick it out till then. But like we got so much accessibility to other places. Like, we are a lot more mobile now, so you know, you ain't got to deal with the bullshit with whatever. You can drop them and go find somebody else with.
I feel like, for me, you know, people go through things, and you know, I feel like those past experiences, or even just experiences they see other people go through, you know, they try to be like, oh, well, I'm not going to put myself through that. So they just, like, distance themselves from, like, possible relationships, or, oh, maybe this person, they playing games, or maybe, you know, this ain't really how they are. And I don't know. I just feel like people be so obsessed with, like, what other people are doing, like, social media relationships, and they think that is real. But, you know, these relationships on social media, I feel like some of them bitches is fake. But if you want to be in a good relationship with somebody, you just really got to put your effort into it. And I feel like people ain't really doing that nowadays. You know, they'll just quit on some if it's just not working. But if you really, like, if you really feeling somebody and you feel like you want to be with them, just say that. Sometimes people feel like they can't express exactly how they feeling because they will be made a fool or whatever. But I feel like for me, that's the reason. You know, people play games, but at the same time, not everybody plays games.
I don't like that. Matrice, what you think?
I think it goes back to people not knowing what they want. And they confused, and that's why they play games. Because one day they want this, and the next day it could be something else, and they just don't know.
Okay. I think it's a little bit of everything y'all said, but I also think what Adrian said, like, it's too many people obsessed with these days. Like, people are so easy. Like, nobody has real standards to me these days. So, our standards are what Darren would say, inhale, below the bar. Nobody has any real values in what they want. So, people are having sex with everybody nowadays. Like, it's so easy to just hop on the internet and be like, hey, I want to meet up with you. And they like, sure. Like, nobody has any real, like, a line. Like, this is the line where I draw that says, like, nah, I can't accept this. Like, if you're not doing what I really want you to do, and that's not in a controlling way, but, like, if these are the standards that I have for a person that I'm interested in, if they mess up, we forgive them. That's understandable. But people are missing red lights and red flags, like, constantly. Like, we letting it fly. Like, they don't throw down one red flag, they lying. You caught them lying, you like, okay, I'm gonna forgive them. They study lying, and now you dealing with a liar that you don't even trust, and it just brings more issues. So I think people aren't standing on the standards that they do have, if they do have them, and that we don't have standards at all anymore, seems like, because everything is so easy, and everybody has, like, a false sense of reality because they see everybody going to get surgery nowadays. So they like, this what I want to look like. Everybody seems like they like the same thing. Like, everybody want a big booty, like an IG model, or they want big breasts. It's just like, ain't nothing really real no more because everybody loves the fake stuff that they're seeing now. So that's just my 1-2 cents. That's my 1 or 2 cents. So
1 and 2 cents.
Yeah, the 1 and the 2.
All right, guys. I just want to thank y'all for being on our podcast on the singles edition of The Relationship. My name is Jaleesa.
And it's Chanel.
And we are the SL
Experience.